Yes, my friends. Today I must speak, and I cannot be silent. 60 years of Palestinian dispossession, 40 years under occupation, a stop-and-go peace process. All this has left a bitter legacy of disappointment and despair on all sides. It is time to create a new and different legacy. One that begins right now. One that can set a positive tone for the American and Middle East relationship. One that can restore hope to our region's people, to your people, and to the people of this precious world. Nothing can achieve that more effectively. Nothing can assert America's moral vision more clearly. Nothing can reach and teach the world's youth more directly than your leadership in a peace process that delivers results not next year, not in 5 years, but this year. How do we get there? Not by a solution imposed by one side. A lasting peace can only be built on understanding, agreement, and compromise. It begins with courage and vision. We, all of us, must take risks for peace. The Arab states recognized that reality in 2002. When we unanimously approved the Arab Peace Initiative, it puts forward a path for both sides to achieve what people want and need. A collective peace treaty with Israel and normal relations with every Arab state, collective security guarantees for all the countries of the region, including Israel, and an end to the conflict. A dream.